And he also had this, he made sense out of monasticism for me. And as you can see, the monks here, he's one of those rare Buddhist monks in the world who actually inspired us to become monks and to live as monks and to practice as Buddhist monks. Well, at the time, before I met him, there were many Westerners going to Asian countries, especially to Thailand or Sri Lanka. In those days, Burma was a closed door to us. But so many of them didn't have a sense of Sangha or valued this sense of being a Sangha of monks or the value of the Vinaya discipline. So the interest that many of us had in Buddhism was in the Dhamma, the practice, and the meditation. And so this was the reason why I went. I didn't actually go to become a monk or to learn the discipline. And so when I met Ajahn Chah, I felt he made sense out of the whole life of a Buddhist monk, because his approach was hands-on and very practical way of dealing with the problems of being human and living together in a community of other monks who we all kind of committed in our way to this discipline, which is our way of relating physically and verbally to each other and with the material world and the society that we live in. But also, it gave us a chance to live together and learn and practice in a trusting community where a level of this trust was engendered just through the common agreements that we had with our Vinaya discipline.